Australian Professor Clive Hamilton has spent the past week in Washington, D.C., issuing blunt warnings to US congressional and strategic leaders about China's campaign of influence in Australia. Professor Hamilton says the Chinese Communist Party is securing support by lavishly funding universities and punishing critics with intrusive surveillance, and he's told Congress he's been spied on. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
On Washington, D.C.'s famous K Street, home to high-powered military and foreign affairs think tanks, a left-wing Australian professor has the crowd riveted as he describes Beijing's influence efforts in Australia.
There are many people in the United States that can see that while Russia is top of mind, if you turn on a television set, it's Russia, Russia, Russia. In the long term, really, Russia is a distraction, and that the threat really is coming from China's influence operations.
Professor Hamilton also appeared on Capitol Hill, where he fronted the powerful Congressional Executive Commission on China, fronted by Senator Marco Rubio. Professor Hamilton described efforts to block the publication of his book Silent Invasion, as well as what he says was overt spying on university grounds.
We had a woman turn up outside my office and hanging around for some hours with what appeared to be a device that picks up electronic communication in the building. We didn't realise this at the time, but security experts soon pointed out there was something very suspicious about this.
Professor Hamilton claimed the simultaneous spying and university funding is working, saying he was dismayed by the lack of support for his book. He's also furious about now having to take measures to protect his security.
To have to start taking these security measures is, it's a bit scary, but also it offends me that this kind of thing happens.
The alleged espionage didn't surprise Toshi Yoshihara from Washington think tank, the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He spent more than a decade teaching strategy at an elite naval college and has studied Chinese documents setting out the goals of their influence campaign. He says the Chinese Communist Party won't stop unless the West pushes back.
We need to basically say the relationship has changed. China is now a great power. And to say if you push us in this particular area, in this case, influence operations in the domestic politics of our society, then we're going to push back against things that you care about.
Professor Clive Hamilton isn't holding his breath. He says most academic institutions in Australia are too afraid to upset China.
I know that when Australian senior ministers make certain statements to begin the kind of process of pushback, they'll get strong objections behind the scenes from major business figures in the mining industry, for example, but also in the higher education industry.
Professor Hamilton's critics have accused him of anti-Beijing hysteria, and China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has called his book slander and good for nothing. The last week's proved it's being taken seriously in the US Capitol at least. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.